I want to get a new network switch. Okay. I want to get one that is going to have 16 ports. That'll cover
sure.
me.
Yeah.
I've got 14 NEMS Linux servers online right now that I'm having to, you know, patch in and then unplug when they're not in use.
Sounds like 16 will get me by. 16 then, because you're going to be adding more.
Well, remember, I want to add 16.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to supplement what I already have
right, okay.
with another 16. So a 16 port switch would do
real well. That'll keep you
going
to the end of the year.
Yeah, at least. So but they're $50 anyways for like a, you know, 10 over 100 cheap good switch.
Right.
You can get gigabit switches, that's fine. But for what I'm doing, 10 over 100 is going to be fine. Fast Ethernet is great. So I have one, Jeff.
All right.
That was given to me a long time ago because...
I was going to say, that looks old.
This is a DSS 16 Plus from D-Link. It's just a rack mount switch. It's
it
not,
doesn't look current like this year.
Oh, we didn't like unbox it?
Yes.
Yeah, I see. But it was given to me because it doesn't work. It doesn't do a thing. You plug it in and it just doesn't even power on.
Really?
Yeah. So... Let's throw it out, right? Let's put that in the landfill and see if it decomposes.
Most people do.
Yeah, but do we need to do that?
No.
Should I just go to Amazon and spend $50 plus tax plus shipping, whatever else?
I'll fix it.
Or should we see if it's worth tinkering?
I feel like I should blow it up right now and say, "Yeah, throw it out."
I'm going to skip over here.
Really?
Yeah. And here I am. Ta-da! Okay, so this is just a 16-port dead switch that doesn't work whatsoever, doesn't even fire up. But the question that we want to answer is, hey, am I, and I'm using me as the example, but are you and I, capable of just making it go? Is there something we could do to make this work? Let's jump in here. And there you have it. That is the internal look of a D-Link DSS-16 Plus. See, Jeff, that was an unboxing of sorts. So okay. We're going to get a quick look at the circuitry here. So the switch itself, everything looks prime and proper. Oh, Robbie's been in there before, you can tell. So looking at the caps, these are capacitors. Everything looks great. Yep, everything looks perfect. It looks brand new inside, doesn't it?
It does. No
Not
dust.
A speck of dust. Let's get over to this unit over here. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is obviously... What do you suspect it is? Yeah, it's the power. This is the power supply. So the first thing that I notice when I check this out, Jeff, capacitor here is good.
Yeah.
These two capacitors have ruptured.
Oh, look at that, yeah.
Can you see that? Why would that happen?
Power overload? Maybe they didn't have
Yeah, precisely. I mean, if there's too much power going through a capacitor, the electrons are going to shoot across from plate to plate instead of holding on the plate. It's not going to take a charge. Instead, it's going to the electricity is going to flow through it and burst the capacitor.
Right.
So these two capacitors are dead. They aren't going to operate, and it's not going to work. So let's see what we need to do here. Let's pull this apart. And I'm just going to... This is the ground screw here. You want to be careful when you're doing this, because remember, capacitors do hold a charge. So I have not had this plugged in a long time, but I'm still going to be very careful with those capacitors, because they could hold a pretty good voltage in there that could give you a pretty good shock. I mean, a bigger one than this could be deadly. So please be very, very careful. Keep yourself grounded and know kind of what you're doing. Yeah. Just know kind of what you're doing is a good start. You can tell them you heard that here. Get all the screws out so I can... Basically, I'm just removing the power supply. So the temptation... tends to be, and an option is, in fact, that we could replace the power supply. Because
that would be the easiest route.
That would fix it, Jeff. And if you send it away to a repair shop that's going to charge you probably as much as I could buy it for, $50, then that's probably, you know, that could be what they're going to do. But this is literally everything else looks perfect. So I've inspected the capacitors and resistors and everything else. Everything looks fine, except for those two ruptured capacitors.
Right.
So I have discharged these, but you would never touch the contacts here because, as I said, they could have electricity still within the capacitor. We're going to be looking at that next week. Don't you worry. I'm going to show you how to discharge those safely. In the meantime, these capacitors being burnt out, what I need to do is I need to look at the capacitor itself, get really, really tight in here, and you're going to see a couple of things. First of all, the voltage is 10 volts. Okay? That's important. We don't want a 48-volt capacitor. And it's 1,000 UF. So those are the capacitors that I need in order to replace this. So $50 to replace the switch. On Amazon, five of these particular capacitors, 10-volt, 1,000 UF, are going to be $8.
Wow.
$8. So tune in next week. We're going to see if my mad soldering skills is going to be enough to save this switch.
1 week later.
So over here, we've got all the parts out just like we did last week. And you see, I got the capacitors in from Amazon. These are $1.60 per capacitor. So we're going to find out if this is going to be worth our while. Here is the power supply. Jeff, you remember me taking this out?
Yes, yeah.
First thing I want to do is I want to check if there is a charge on these capacitors. So the old capacitors, I mean, they're only 10 volts, but so we're basically doing this for, you know, you may be dealing with 300-volt capacitors. In our case, okay, they're registering DC volts of zero. There is a big capacitor on here. Let's check that one. And it registers 0.002 volts. I'm not going to get a shock from that.
No, I don't think so.
I mentioned that I might want to show you how to discharge a capacitor. At 10 volts, you're probably not going to get a shock from that anyways, and you could probably short-circuit it and and it will discharge safely, especially because of the fact that I'm not going to be reusing these capacitors. I'm actually going to be pulling them, so I'm not too concerned about them. But you may want to look on YouTube. There are better people than me to teach you that. I need to make sure, because I'm going to be doing desoldering, I need to make sure my soldering iron is reasonably hot. So a little bit hotter than when I'm soldering, especially because I'm going to be using a wicking, like a desoldering wick, in order to remove this solder. I've got my helping hands here, and I'm curious if this is going to help me or hinder me. It looks a little bit like I probably
by name, holding too well by right name now. Alone, it should be helping.
you would expect so. So, okay, all right. So, do I desolder now? Do I start heating things up? No. What I need to do first? Yeah, Jeff, you hit it. We need some rosin paste flux. So, what this is going to do? This is like a little paste that I'm gonna put on the solder joints. I need to put this on before I desolder, as well as soldering, because this is going to protect those solder joints from the heat in such a way that I'm still going to be able to use those solder joints. So, you know, we're dumbing it down here today because I'm dumb when it comes to this kind of stuff. I'm learning.
Are you using a stir stick?
I am using a stir stick. And that leads me to my next point, Jeff. You can purchase some amazing tools for applying flux.
Or you can run to your local coffee shop and grab a coffee.
Yeah, you know what? You don't need anything fancy for this, folks. And in fact, I'm using my hands here. You might want to be careful here. I've got a 400-degree soldering iron. I'm going to be pretty quick with this, so I'm not afraid that I'm going to burn myself, but this is probably not the wisest way to do it.
If you're from a health and safety company, stop watching.
Stop watching now. Yeah. So what I need to do is, with the flux on there, I'm heating up those soldering joints to pull off that capacitor. So that's one of the dead capacitors.
Okay.
Easy peasy. That's what we looked at last week. And let's grab the other one on. And through the magic of television, I can actually speed this up a little bit for you. And there you go. Let's get a quick look at the capacitor itself. So that's blown. You can see how that's been burst.
Yeah.
And that is a 10-volt, 1,000 microfarad capacitor. So I ordered the replacements off of Amazon at $1.60 each. They were $8 for five of them. And I'm gonna actually put those on there. So let's get some more flux paste on there.
Coffee flux.
Now, Jeff, because we're working with flux and capacitors, does that make this a flux capacitor?
You know what? I think it does. So.
Excellent.
I really think it does.
This is a desoldering wick.
Oh.
And what this is why I need my soldering iron about 50 degrees hotter than if I was soldering, because I'm actually going to remove the solder from those joints. So just by applying the heat to the wick, now it's actually pulling the solder out of that. And
oh, wick that's is what it, so cool.
Yeah. It just kind of sucks it right out of there. So just give it a quick second. You can actually feel the solder turn to liquid underneath the wick, and that's when you can pull it away.
That's awesome.
There you go. So see, those holes are wide open now. Get the second set there from the other capacitor. There's two identical 10-volt capacitors that I need to redo.
You know, as you're just pulling that solder off, Marshman doesn't like our Back to the Future joke.
Oh, come on now.
It was good. I thought it was good.
You know it was good. This is some good TV right here.
Yeah, you all know right. We're hilarious.
So have you removed all the solder now?
Yes, the solder's gone. Here, let me show you, Jeff.
Okay.
So I'm just cleaning out the flux paste there, and you see those holes there?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
clean
now out. It's nice and clean, right?
Wow.
But because I use the flux, it's not damaged.
Right.
So I'm going to, and notice I'm doing this in double time. I've got two replacement capacitors here. Same thing, 10 volt, 1,000 microfarads, or as I said last week, UF, which I said just to be safe. And because that's what I ordered off of Amazon. You'll notice that it has a negative side, and it's important to make sure that you get the polarity correct. And I'll show you a little bit. I'll show you how, obviously, I double-checked that when I took off the other one. But notice the minus sign
yes.
on one side. And also the leg, the shorter one is negative, and the longer one is positive.
Okay.
Is that just always?
Well, not always. Sometimes they come and they're not. It's not quite as obvious what the polarity is, but you should have. I think I've always seen them with the negative side. See how it's painted on there? But the legs should be positive as longer. And I've just bent the legs a little bit to hold them in place for soldering.
Oh, that makes sense. Smart.
Yeah, it works. Tighten those up. Make sure that they're in there good. And more flux.
Nice.
Flux capacitors.
Looks so much like hair wax.
It doesn't, yeah, and it doesn't apply like paint. So just
clearly.
Heat up that flux a little bit. That's going to just, like, turn it into a liquid. There you go. And again, that just protects the joints and make sure that you're not overheating the joints. And I don't know, it's some kind of magic. It really helps to make sure the solder works really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
Though here, I'm not having quite as much success. Looking at the tip of my soldering iron, it's kind of welled up on the end of the tip, which I want to avoid. So I'll just grab my, just like a dollar store wire cleaner there, and clean off the tip. You don't have to buy the $30 soldering component to clean off the tip of your soldering iron.
You know, you're starting to make this look really easy.
Well, I'm trying, Jeff. I'm getting a little bit better.
I'm
heating it up a little bit, heating it up, and then applying the solder and pulling up, and now we've got a good joint there. Let's heat it up, and then apply the solder. There we go. And nice. Right? Do the same thing on this one. And there we go. Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Now, I guess, you know, final quick little wipe there. Now, I only had some paper towel handy. You probably want to get some nicer cotton wipes or something like that. But there you go. There's my
that
soldering job.
Good.
Much cleaner, right, Sasha?
Yeah.
I'm getting there. There we go.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Well
so,
done.
Now we're going to grab our snips here and get rid of the excess on the capacitors there.
You know.
The legs of the capacitors. Beaut. So if this works, we've taken what would be a $50 replacement and we've pulled this thing out of the landfill, and for what, just over $3, the cost of a good cup of coffee, we've replaced the capacitors, and hopefully we're good to go. Now, I've got some isopropyl, 99.9% pure alcohol. This is just to kind of clean up that residue of the flux that's been applied to the board.
It's not going to hurt it?
No, that won't hurt it, Sasha.
Okay.
That will actually that's just a cleaner, a solvent to clean off. Let's just get this open. It's a brand new bottle. So this is just going to clean off the flux a little bit. Again, I've only got paper towel handy. You want to have something a little better than that. I'll buy a couple of nice cloths in order to do my cleanup. But that'll just help to dissolve the residual flux. And it's not going to be perfect with a paper towel, but it'll at least get the job done for today. All right, let's get a look at that, see how that looks. All right, there we go. So the kind of the orange discoloration, that's the flux itself. So I got to, I could do a better cleaning job. But there you go. There's my capacitors installed with the correct polarity.
Ha ha.
Soldered right on there. And my solder joints look just as good as the ones that are on the board. So I'm happy about that. And let's get doing some cleanup.
Okay.
All right, cleanup complete, and we are ready to go. That's the final product. There you are. Look at that. So beautiful, brand new $1.60 capacitors on my power circuit. So this is the transformer circuit that I'm reinstalling into the network switch.
Now, should you have not checked to make sure that there was electrical current to make sure you did this right, or did...
How so, Jeff?
Well, do you know, like, first when we checked to make sure that there was no charge or anything, is there a way to check to make sure that the capacitor you used is valid?
Oh, like that I made a good joint?
Yeah.
Well, I should be able to tell when I connected it, and I didn't damage the where I was soldering it into on the circuit board.
Right.
And so I made good contact there, and I can tell that by visually looking.
Okay.
So it should be good, but we'll find out.
So let's put back together. Capacitors are in. Let's find out if it is actually successful. We're going to do that right after the break.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, you'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
Welcome back to Category 5 Technology TV. We have finished soldering the capacitors.
It was all me.
It's a team effort. Cheering you on. Anyway,
thanks,
let's go back over to Robbie, see what he's got going on at the table.
Okay, let's jump over to this. So I've got everything put together. I'm going to put the chassis back together here because I am believing in the job that I have done here today. Thank you, Marshman, for the blue smoke. It's not happening today. Come on. I did a decent job. I think it's going to work.
I think it's going to work.
Okay. So there it is. It's all back together. Let's grab the power cable and, moment of truth, let's throw 110 volts into this bad boy.
Looking for the smoke.
Well, I put the case on, so you're not going to see any smoke.
Oh, light!
Yay!
We got the power!
I see the light!
All right, but no other lights are on because we have no Ethernet cables plugged in. Let's see if I can track down a hot Ethernet cable here. Yeah, there's one.
That was quick. To the back of
the computer. Oh, through the magic of television, my friend Jeff. All right, let's plug it in. Let's see what's going to happen here. All right.
Click.
And number one is lit up. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Oh, man.
Ah!
Look at that.
Let's move it around. Let's see if we've got a good 10 over 100 switch here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
5 is lit up. Look at us.
Look at how smart we are.
Wow.
Oh! Wow.
The things that get us excited.
I know. Hey, look at this. Well, you know why I'm excited here, Jeff?
Because now you can use it for the studio?
This was going to be... No, this is for my Raspberry Pis, for my Pine 64 boards. Look at that.
This is
great. This is for all my SBCs. I have 14 of them.
Yeah, you need 16.
I really do. All right.
Wow. That's exciting.
I'm going to jump right back over.
So, I mean, you said it was, what, about $3 in parts?
So here's the thing, Jeff. This is it. So $50 would replace this network switch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, okay, that's what we're tempted to do. Or maybe like $20 to $40 I could replace the power circuit board that is built into that. And, and then I could replace that and I'd feel like, hey, it was a bit of a DIY job. Or for $1.60 per capacitor on Amazon, and it only took 2 days to arrive, and I can fix it myself, very potentially. Now, this was a very, very simple fix, and I was fortunate in this case that it happened to be a simple fix. Having removed the cover from it last week, you and I saw together.
Yeah, it was just a small little
board. Yeah, it was a small little board, and it was pretty obvious that there were two capacitors that were burnt out on that board.
Yeah, the nice little bubble on the top.
Yeah, exactly. But isn't that often the case?
Well, yeah.
It quite often is. And so you take it to a repair shop, and you'll pay $100 or $200 to get something fixed. Or in this case, it's like, okay, well, it's only $50 to replace it. Let's just buy a new one.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, for $3 and change, I bought the parts.
And saved it from the landfill.
And saved it from... That's it. I could replace it, or I could... it would still... Like, that's not going to biodegrade.
Right.
E-waste will recycle it, sure, but...
Right. But even at the same time, just the time that it took to do that, it was probably less time than hopping in the car, heading to the store, picking out the model that you want to replace, coming back. Like, in that same time frame, like, if you just had the capacitor sitting around at home, you know, you'd be like, oh, this is faster than going to the store.
Absolutely. And actually, in the chat, I was looking back at the chat last week. Marshman said, well, didn't you go to Say Al, and did they not have the capacitors? And it was exactly that. It's like, if I can sit down on Amazon and buy it for $1.60 a cap, and it'll be here 2 days later, and here we are. A week later, we've fixed made the repair.
And that now all your SBCs so will be cool. Happy.
Yeah.
You fixed two big things.
I did it.
You're like, fix it. Fix it, guy.
Well, and you can laugh, or you can be like, whoa, Robbie sucks at soldering. And this is your thoughts that I'm putting into your head. I can do this. I can take something apart, and I can figure out how to fix it.
Right.
And it's like, that is liberating.
Sure it
is.
That is exciting, because I have a big old TV that's sitting here.
Yeah.
Jeff, you want to grab a sign of this?
Here, hold on.
Why don't I just do it this way? We got a big old TV right here that was given to us for free.
Yeah.
Because its power supply has a burnt out, what?
Capacitor.
Yes, sir.
Yay!
That's a beast. That's heavy.
But it's it's a free TV, but I have to buy a $1.60 capacitor for it.
I don't know if you can afford
that. And I think
that.
I can do it.
We need your...
Please, donate. We need to fix it. I mean, all that to say, hey, we did it here live on the show, a little bit more than real time, but it can be done.
Yeah. Yes.
I can do it. You can do it. You just got to have the right tools. So a couple of things that I needed in order to make this repair happen. Of course, there's the $1.60 capacitors.
Mm-hmm.
You need to buy the right capacitors. I wanted to have a soldering iron that I could adjust the temperature of. Now, we've reviewed that on our show before. You can go to cat5.tv/solder, and you'll be able to pick one of those up. They're really inexpensive, the one that I picked up, because I'm just a beginner. I don't need to invest in the $200 model. Right. I just need an entry level, like, let's get started, let's learn our way through, and let's tinker with some cheap stuff that I've got for free, and and invest $3 and change in order to see if I can make it work. You need to have flux. You absolutely do. And I learned that here on the show, because our community came together and bashed me to death. for not using flux.
With love.
Yeah, it was for good intentions.
Well, no.
He's still in therapy.
There's a couple thumbs down on YouTube, and that's okay, because I'm learning, and that's all.
Yeah, but there's always those YouTube
You have to have flux. That's going to help. And then we've also, we've got to have, now I used lead-free solder, so you do have to have some solder as well. I have that nice little mat that I'm using, which basically protects any surface and prevents heat from getting onto your table.
Right.
And then I've got a helping hands, which helps me to hold the soldering iron while it's hot, and also, in some instances, helps with this, like actually holding the circuit board or whatever you're working on. In this case, it was a little more of a hindrance than anything, but that's because I was working with a big clunky board. But
remember to have your 4K unboxing cam ready.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
You're good.
That's all you need. And then you will go viral, which I need your help to do.